4:38 here on Downtown on a Monday afternoon. Rich Kimble, Carrie Haskell. And this, you say, Carrie, is music from Macbeth?
Yes, I'm not sure exactly what staging, but this is the music for the witch's entrance.
Well, and how appropriate. Now, I'm not being mean, because she plays one of the witches in the upcoming production of Macbeth from Ten Bucks Theater Company. Andrea Littlefield with us in studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Dramatic entrance music there.
I know. I like that. We do have a drum, and there is some drumming that goes on. I think they come in for our entrance, but...
Who are your fellow witches, by the way?
Would that be mean if I called them witches?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
No.
Julie Lisnett.
Oh, my God, yes.
Allison Cox.
Oh, hello.
We have great witches.
You too have great witches. That is fantastic. Well, it's become such a great local tradition. Shakespeare, right on the beautiful riverfront over at Indian Trail Park, 10 Bucks Theater Company, doing it every single summer. This time around, even more special because you're also taking your show on the road even more than usual.
We sure are. So we open up on Thursday this weekend at Indian Trail, like you mentioned. Shows are at 6 p.m., except on Sunday when they're at 4. And then we're doing a one-time show in Newport on the 25th on their Riverwalk, which is sponsored by the town of Newport. Then we're up at... behind the Orono Library in the amphitheater for the next weekend. And then we're at Fort Knox, which is where we usually end up, which for Macbeth should be amazing.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the production. We were chatting during the break. You've got an interesting dynamic in the actors playing Macbeth and Lady Anne.
We do. They're actually husband and wife in real life. So they have a great chemistry, and they really work well together, and... Macbeth is pretty scary.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an intense show.
It is.
And captured very nicely in your poster, which is great. Who's responsible for that design?
That would be me.
Nicely done. I like it.
Thank you. Although some people have said, we can't put that up.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of bloody.
Well.
But it's Macbeth.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. What led you, the company, to choose Macbeth?
Well, as you know, we kind of alternate between a comedy and a tragedy, and it was just time for a tragedy. And I think we hadn't done Macbeth in many years, so Ben was up for the challenge of directing it, and it's going to be really cool.
And we're talking about Ben Lehman, of course, who is directing this.
Yes,
well,
Ben Lehman.
And directing Les Mis at the same time. What's right? He's crazy.
He is crazy, but he does this to himself every summer.
Yeah.
And every summer he goes, why did I do this? I'm like, I don't know. You've been asking me that for 7 years, because that's how long I've known him. But yeah. And it's the feeling that you're going to get is really, you know, we've got sword fighting, we've got blood, we've got fire. Just will really put you in the middle of all the excitement and action of Macbeth.
And you've been involved with 10 Bucks for a number of years. What are the challenges? What are the pluses of doing a show out there in the elements?
So being outside, before I moved here, I'd never done a show outside. I'd only done it in a theater. It's different. You just have a different mindset about it, especially if you're, I mean, the first show I did was Midsummer Night's Dream, so out in the park is appropriate. Mm. And for Macbeth, it feels really good to be outside. Some challenges that present themselves is life flight. I mean, we can't say, could you stop for like 2 hours?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But, and if a train goes by. So we just yell really loud.
Sure.
And we let people know life flight might be flying over and you'll just have to listen harder.
But I feel like, too, and I did a number of the, when Penobscot Theater was doing Shakespeare down on the waterfront years and years ago. I did a bunch of those shows, and there's a relationship with the audience that I always felt like happened outside that's hard to replicate when you're in a theater.
That's definitely true. I mean, we do a lot of talking to the audience and really involving the audience in what's going on. So being able to kind of be up close, you know, where you don't have chairs or a theater, you know, preventing you from getting close to your audience, it really does help. And obviously, you know, we do a lot of work down the aisles and on the outskirts of the playing field. So there's a lot to interact with.
Now, who's responsible for some of the other elements of the production, like set design, costumes?
Yeah, so Elliot Wilcox designed the set, right. And which is really interesting having his mother be one of the witches. So it is kind of a family affair. Ben's done pretty much all of the costume design with a little bit of help from Penobscot Theater and some folks that were sewing for him. He'll probably do the makeup too. I'm not certain, but I think I'm going to be pretty muddy and blacked out teeth and all of that. Julie's producing it. I've done the publicity for it. And Jen Snow is our stage manager.
And how many people in the cast?
I knew you were going to ask me.
Oh, just make up a number.
I want to say
I'm not going to know
yeah,
if you're right or
that's
wrong.
Right. Probably about 15.
Nice.
And we do have a lot of people that double up. You know, they might be an apparition and they might be a soldier or whatever. But yeah, it's a big cast, but it's a really just really great cast. I mean, I've just felt really happy with this cast and everybody's really into it and having a good time. And I think it's going to be a outstanding show.
Well, let me highlight these dates and times, and if I
sure.
screw something up, please feel free to jump in. Andrea Littlefield is with us from 10 Bucks Theater. So, Macbeth at Indian Trail Park in Brewer, July 19th to the 21st at 6 p.m., July 22nd at 4 p.m. Tickets for that available online, 10BucksTheaterCompany.org,
but you can get them at Brown Paper Tickets. There is a link on our website as well as on our Facebook page that you can purchase online if you'd prefer, or you can buy them there at the box office.
And I'm sure somebody's going to ask, but how much your tickets? Well, 10 bucks. Hello? Hello?
Julie told the story the other day that it was kind of like a who's on first. Somebody called and said, how much are tickets? And she said, 10 bucks. And she goes, no, I know you're 10 bucks. But how much are tickets?
people. You can also call 884-1030 for more information. This is pretty cool, too. On the 19th, the Yum Bus will
yes.
be there. And the Darling's Ice Cream for a Cause truck will be there at the 22nd.
Exactly. Mm. So people usually bring a picnic, bring chairs, blankets,
yeah.
what have you. But on opening night, we'll have the Yum Bus. And on Sunday, we'll have Darling's Ice Cream truck.
And then at the Newport Cultural Center, 154 Main Street in Newport, Wednesday, July 25th at 6 o'clock, Orono Public Library, 39 Pine Street in Orono. That is July 26th to the 28th at 6, July 29th at 4 p.m., and then at Fort Knox, August 2nd through the 5th at 6 p.m. Tickets are available at Fort Knox for 10 bucks each as well. And limited number, but get your hands on one, Macbeth T-shirts.
Yes. Natalie Lisna designs our T-shirts.
Nice.
So they're really cool.
Is Ron on the show?
No.
What?
It's not a family affair. Not a total family
okay.
affair this year. But
all right. Well,
we'll probably
anyway.
Get him to do something, like take pictures or video.
All
or
right.
Something.
I hope so. Well, it's always a wonderful production. This year sounds extra special with one of the great shows in theater.
Mm.
And under the stars in a great environment at four different locations. 10 Bucks Theater Company's production of Macbeth. Andrea, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for letting me come in.
And for not casting a spell yet.
No, later.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be ready for it. Thank
you.
Thank you.